Hi, and welcome to my podcast, Exploring the Ethics of Technology in the Classroom. My name is Kim, and I'm a teacher and inclusion specialist with over 16 years of experience in education. With technology advancing faster than ever, it is easy to overlook important issues like student privacy, safeguarding, digital citizenship, and equitable access when implementing new tech in the classroom. In this episode, I'll take you on a whistle-stop tour of some of these key topics that we as educators need to consider when integrating technology in our classroom. Let's start with student privacy. With so many digital platforms being used in schools, from learning management systems to AI-powered tools, student data is being collected constantly. But who owns that data? How is it stored? And what's being done with it? One of the biggest takeaways from looking into all this digital literacy was how little I knew about what is happening with our data. And it scared me to think how that would impact my daughter, her future, if data on her ended up out there because of what they're using in schools today. We need to consider as educators what is happening with this data, who's giving consent for this data, and are students actually capable of giving informed consent for their data? All these platforms we're exposing students to require some form of data to be entered in, you know, even if it's just their name. And we could unintentionally be sharing this student information, putting it out into the world. And this could then impact their future. And as a mother, that terrifies me. And then to consider that as an educator, I could be putting other people's children in that same situation is mind-blowing. And if you think about it, this ties in with safeguarding. You know, something that is so core to what we do is as educators, something we learn about and re-go over every year on how to make sure we're safeguarding students physically. What we don't consider as much is how do we safeguard them digitally? And this is just as important because whether it's moderating online discussions, teaching students how to recognise unsafe interactions online, or ensuring that clear boundaries are there when using digital tools, it needs to be embedded in all our digital teaching practice. We can't just assume safeguards are in place. I read an article in The Guardian recently about Roblox, you know, a really popular gaming platform that children across the world use, and actually it highlighted that they're exposed to inappropriate content and engage with strangers. And, you know, parents don't know about this because they feel that actually, you know, it's a game designed for children, so it should be safe. But it isn't always that way. I think digital citizenship is key here. As educators, you know, we're expected to teach the curriculum content, but that's not solely important here. You know, we need to teach children how to use the tools, you know, this digital tech safely, effectively, and, you know, so they know how to be digital citizens. We talk about global citizenship and students understanding their place globally and how to, you know, be responsible global citizens. But what about being responsible digital citizens? You know, there are so many issues that teachers face and are dealing with on a day-to-day basis because of, you know, bullying through WhatsApp groups and chats online, that it's so important that we learn and then can educate children on how to be safe and how to keep themselves safe and responsible in the digital world, because I think we forget that when we're online, we don't see the world in the same way as when we're interacting with people in person. And actually, we need to have that same mindful approach to how we are in person and managing physical interactions as we do online interactions. Technology is amazing and it can bring amazing opportunities, but unless we as educators teach students how to use it effectively and safely, it's not going to bring those benefits. As teachers, we need to remember it's not the digital technology that will be key to delivering improved educational outcomes, but us ourselves. Thank you very much for listening.